Okay, so wanted to discuss. We haven't had shmuzin in a little bit of a while. His mishmars have been a little bit out of whack. I wanted to discuss something from Rashi from last week's parsha, Parsha's Kitisa. I think is a tremendous yisod in life. I think it's very often misunderstood or too narrowly understood. And as a result, people don't appreciate that this is a big aspect of Avodas Hashem, and it ends up being a tremendous detriment to your advancement in your Avodas Hashem. So the midah that I wanted to discuss is the midah of tznius. As soon as you hear the word tznius, you know, you immediately sort of conjure up images in your head of guidelines for women's clothing, all the halachos involved, and this narrow understanding of tznius leads to a misconception whereby men feel like it has nothing to do with them. Okay, maybe you have to make sure your wife is tznius, but you feel like tznius has nothing to do with you. Tznius is the province of women. It has to do with their dress. And that's a tremendous mistake. You know, the Gemara at the end of Makos, when it's going through how the different Nevi'im took the 613 mitzvos and boiled them down to different yesodos, different klalim. So the Gemara says that Micha boiled down all of the Tariag mitzvos to three concepts. Asos mishpat, ahavas chesed, and hatznei aleches. So hatznei aleches is tznius, is one of the three things that encapsulates the entire Torah. So it can't be that tznius is just, you know, how long your skirt is. That wouldn't make sense. If hatznei aleches is one of the three principles that can sort of subsume within it the entire Torah. There's a Rashi in Parshas Kitisa, which I wanted to focus on. In Parshas Kitisa, when Hashem tells Moshe to come back to Har Sinai to get the second Luchos, so Hashem says to Moshe, it's Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Gimel, Ish lo yala imach v'gam ish al yeira b'chol hahar. No one should come up with you, no one should be around the mountain. The Ramban explains that in distinction from the first Luchos, where there were people around, the Zakenim came up with Moshe, and the Klal Yisrael was camped out at the bottom of the mountain. Now, only Moshe. The second Luchos, only Moshe. Ish lo yala, ish al yeira. No one else is supposed to be around. And Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma and says the following thing. Harishonos, the first set of Luchos, ayidei shehayu bitshuos v'kolos v'kihilos. Since the first set of Luchos had all this noise and multitudes associated with it, all the fanfare, shalta behen ayin ra'a. So the ayin ra'a was sholeit, and that sort of led to the Chet Ha'egel. So now, we're going to redo things. Second set of Luchos. Ein lecha yafa min atznias. There's nothing more beautiful than tznias. And tznias in this context clearly means that it's just going to be Moshe and Hashem. Nothing else. No fanfare, no noise, no fire, no smoke. None of that. That was shalta ben ayin ra. That led to the Chet Ha'egel in some metaphysical way. Ein lecha yafa min atznias. There's nothing more beautiful than tznias. Now, tznius over here has nothing to do with women's clothing. Right? Tznius means doing things in a quiet way, in a non-showy way. It means living your life in a way where you're not trying to attract attention from other people, living in a humble way without fanfare. And the Medrash is saying there's nothing better than living with tznius. Nothing better than living with tznius. That's the best thing. We need to, when we relate to tznius, the way the phrase is commonly used, when it's about, you know, skirts and sleeves and things like that, so we need to see that as a very small part of a much larger idea. You know, the idea that women should dress in a tzanua way is a very small subset of a much larger concept. That is to say, the larger concept is living your life in a humble way, without fanfare, without trying to attract attention. It just so happens that women wearing certain types of clothing is particularly provocative, so that's very attention-grabbing, grabbing attention from other people. That's very, very not tzanua. But Lamaisa, all of life is supposed to be like that. We make decisions all the time that relate to tznius, that relate to, you know, how private we are, how much are we trying to broadcast our lives to other people, how much attention are we trying to grab, how much praise are we looking to generate. Those are things that are happening all the time, and those are also a lack of tznius. You know, I remember years ago, I was in America for Pesach, and there was an ad on a billboard in the city that said, it was an ad for a car, and said, making other people jealous is only half the fun. Right, so that's like a dogma of a lack of tznius in a very intense kind of way. Right? Someone got paid like $100,000 to think of that line. That's a great line. Right? But that's an amazing thing to say. Like that's the way people are thinking. I remember speaking to a bacher years ago, and he said to me the following thing. I think these things happen just so I can put them in Shmuzin. This guy said to me, he said that he was talking about the fact that he wants to marry a very pretty girl, which is okay. I think that's a lot of guys want that. And he said, no, Rabbi, you don't get it. I want to marry the kind of girl that when she walks into the room, everything stops. That's what he said. Like, everybody looks. Like, that was the get there of how pretty she is that everybody looks at her and is like sort of jealous of me that she's my wife. Like, it's such a kilkul. Right? To say that you want to marry a very pretty girl, that's fine. That's normal. People like pretty girls. That's okay. No, nothing wrong with that. Right? But how pretty? So pretty that everybody's jealous of me. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. I really didn't know how to respond to that, but I definitely put it into the shmooze, right? That's a very non-sanua way of living your life. So I wanted to try to just speak for a little bit about why it's true that living with tznius is so important. Right? These are funny examples. It generates laughter. That's fine, right? But in a more serious, from a more serious perspective, why is it so crucial? How could the Medrash say ein lechayafa min tznius? There's nothing more important than tznius. Why is that true? Why is it so important? Why is that true? So I wanted to try to break that down into three categories. That is to say that the lack of tznius will cause trouble. Both, bein adam la'makom, in your relationship with Hashem, bein adam la'atzmo, in your relationship with yourself, and also bein adam la'chaveiro, the lack of tznius causes kilkulim, it causes problems in all three of these areas. So first, bein adam la'makom, right? Why is it true that living without tznius, right, being a more attention-grabbing, kavo-chasing person, will get in the way of your relationship with Hashem? So a little bit, this relates to the Alei Shura we started learning this week. Not a little bit, it basically is the Alei Shura we started learning this week. I didn't do that on purpose, it just worked out. Right? But we know that the purpose of our lives, we're supposed to be growing, we're supposed to be changing all the time, getting closer to Hashem, becoming holier people, more refined people. In order to do that, you have to maintain a very accurate picture of where you're holding. You have to know where you're holding internally. Where are you holding your Avodas Hashem? How are you relating to Hashem? How are you relating to other people? How's your learning going? You need to have these constant metrics of where you're holding with regard to things that are very, very internal. You have to keep a constant measure, constantly aware, cognizant of exactly where you're holding in all these different areas. A person who's not sanua, so that means that you're exerting a tremendous amount of energy, tremendous amount of effort, trying to cultivate a positive image of the outside world, that you end up losing sight of the sort of the long-term internal goals that you're trying to pursue. What am I trying to do? What's my relationship with Hashem? Who am I trying to become? What type of person do I want to be? So the more that you're not sanua, the lack of a focus you have on that, because you're so busy worrying about what everybody's thinking about you and how you're portraying yourself to the outside world. And so as a result of that, a person who is succeeding in that realm, let's say a person is doing well, in terms of he is portraying himself in a very favorable way, he's getting a lot of praise from the outside, a lot of honor, stuff like that. So his incentive to work on himself and from an internal perspective and to become a holier, more refined person is greatly diminished. What do I need that for? I'm good. I'm okay. Right? I'm fixated on my external image. It's going really well. I'm pretty awesome. And as a result of that, I don't feel any need to really refine myself in the ways that Hashem is actually looking for. I have nothing pushing me to do that. Just as an example of this, it's something we could relate to, I think. You could imagine, two different scenarios, and this just brings out the point. We would all feel the way I'm about to say, but it just brings out the point in an extreme way. You have two scenarios. You have a person who does something really embarrassing in public. He's walking outside. He's all dressed. Let's say he's all dressed for a wedding. He's, decked out, looks great, whatever. And it's slippery, and he slips in front of a lot of different people. He doesn't get hurt, but he slips. His clothes are all dirty. It's embarrassing. Everybody's looking at him. Whatever. Right, that's the one case. Right? No averus involved. You didn't do anything bad. Your relationship with Hashem wasn't impaired in any way, but you felt this was embarrassing. Right? The second case, you have someone, no one else is around. No one's there. And there's something you're struggling with in your avodas Hashem, and you make a mistake. Right? You thought you were able to control whatever the thing is, and you made a mistake. And you were nichshol in whatever the thing is. So where is there more pain? Where is there more difficulty? Right? Because we're so lacking in tznius, the first case is a lot more problematic and troubling for us. Even though in an objective sense, nothing really happened there. Okay, so people laughed at you for a minute. Big deal. So what? Nothing happens. It doesn't affect your nitzvias. It doesn't affect your ruchnias. No big deal. But we feel it so much more because we're lacking in tznias and we're nervous about our image. And oh, I guess Hirschman is just a clumsy guy. He falls all the time and gets himself dirty. What a loser. Right? That bothers us a lot. Right? But if you make a mistake in an aveira, and as long as no one was there, okay, so whatever. Fighter. Let's move on. Right? So the lack of tznias, you know, distorts our focus in life. That's been adam lamako. Binadam la'atzmo, the relationship you have with yourself, right? How do you relate to yourself? How do you think about yourself? So we're all, you know, constantly monitoring our self-worth, our self-esteem. You know, if we're insulted by someone else, if we're made to feel small in some way, hurt by somebody else, you know, it hurts us. It sticks with us. It's painful. It's difficult. And when that happens, when a person does feel down and sad as a result of whatever insult they suffered, so it's hard to be happy, it's hard to be positive, it's hard to grow. You can't really function well like that. You have to get out of it in order to move forward. You need Simchas HaChaim is a prerequisite for really advancing in your avodas Hashem, getting closer to Hashem. The less sanua a person is, the less sanua you are, the more that those insults from the outside, the more that someone calling you a name or embarrassing you or not treating you with what you think is the proper respect that's coming to you, the more those insults are going to hurt you, the more your self-esteem will be impaired, the harder it will be to pull yourself out and use your time productively. Right? The more that you get stuck in that frame of mind, which is a product of your lack of tznius, and you're being so fixated on what people think and how they relate and what your image and all that, so it's harder, right? Your bein adam la'atzmo is affected adversely because you have a harder time relating to yourself in a positive sense, and when that's true, you can't move forward. You can't move forward as an Eben Hashem. The more tzanua a person is, the less they're affected by these things, the less insults from the outside affect them, the more better equipped they are to deal with the day-to-day ups and downs that are constantly affecting us, and the more they can keep on steiging. And finally, bein adam lachaveiro, and I think this is an aspect that's very commonly overlooked, and it's extremely, extremely important. I think this is extremely important for everybody. And like this, why is it true, bein adam lachaveiro, that tznias is an issue? It's a little bit counterintuitive. What's the bein adam lachaveiro issue of a lack of tznias? So again, the less tzanua that a person is, right, the more that he feels like he needs to let others know about his accomplishments, his successes, the more he feels the need to broadcast to the world how skilled he is, how much he's accomplished, okay? And we see that, you know, when it comes to Matan Torah itself, right, the most important event ever, so tznius was appropriate. There shouldn't have been, whatever this means, Hashem was the one who made all the kolos and all that. You have to learn the Medrash, right? But even with Matan Torah itself, there was an element of tznius that was called for, notwithstanding the objective importance of Matan Torah. So anything you're accomplishing in your life, anything you're doing, I don't think it's as important as Matan Torah. Probably not, right? So Kal v'chomer, times 10 trillion, right, that tznius is called for. Right? If tznius is called for by Matan Torah itself, Kal v'chomer times 10 trillion, whatever it is that you're doing in your life that you feel so big and chashuv about, tznius is appropriate. Tznius is appropriate. And, you know, you find people all the time who either openly talk about how much they've done or how much they've accomplished, or as you get older, where that becomes a little bit, you know, sort of socially inappropriate, they find creative ways to inject it into the conversation. It's almost like it just sort of slipped in there. They weren't really trying to do it. It just sort of slipped in there. Somehow they got in whatever the thing was. I remember a few years ago, again, these things, they only happened for this. They're for this. A few years back, there was someone who came to visit the yeshiva. It was on a Thursday. Someone came to visit the yeshiva. I don't give too many details. Someone came to visit the yeshiva, and we were schmoozing for a while, whatever. And then it was like 12:30, 12:35. You know, he's about to leave. Now, at this point in the conversation, 12:30, 12:35, all I knew about this guy was that he was an Avreich in the Mir. That's all I knew. One of the 7,000 Avreich in the Mir. That's all I knew. And it's 12:35, he's about to leave, whatever, we were done. We were done with whatever we were talking about, whatever. Okay. So then he says, we were in the lobby classroom. Okay, we walk out, and it's like 12:35, and he's like, you know, is there a shmooze today? So I said, yeah, there's a shmooze. There's a, you know, she was going to shmooze 12:40. You're more than welcome to stay. No problem. He's like, oh, because you know, I knew about the shmooze because I'm a Rosh Chabur in the Mir, and the Rosh Shiva's son is in my Chabur. So he told me that the Rosh Shiva gives a shmooze on 12:40 on Thursdays. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, so the shmooze, whatever. So that was that. And then he didn't stay for the shmooze. Okay, and then like a couple of minutes later, I'm like, that was super, like, why did he tell me all of that information? Like, why did he need to tell me he's a Rosh Chabura in the Mir, and Rav Berkowitz's son is in his Chabura, like a whole thing. Like, and it was just like Derech Agav, it just sort of slipped in there, it just came up. How do you like that? It just came up. Until that point, all I knew was that he's an Avreich in the Mir. And like, that's not very chashuv, like that's not really worth much. So I'm going to try to, it's 12:37, I'm running out of time. I'm going to slip in, again, I don't even know this guy. I'm going to slip it in there that I'm a Rosh Chabura in the Mir and Rav Berkowitz's son is in my Chabura. I'm going to get it in there. Right? That was like a move, right? Because when I chopped it a little bit later, I'm like, wow, that was good. I didn't even chop it at the time. Usually you pick up on it. As you get older, you pick up on these things. I'm like, it worked. Mom, it took me 20 minutes to chop what he just did. Right? But that's like a move. And people are doing this all the time because at a certain point, it's like, it's really socially inappropriate to just walk into a room and start talking about how awesome you are. That's not a thing. So you have to think of more creative ways to sort of, yeah, just derech agav, whatever, just so shmoo, whatever, whole thing. And why is a lack of tznius so detrimental? So detrimental, even if you have these creative ways of getting it out, what's the detrimental aspect of it? Why is it so bad? So the reason why it's so bad is because you can be causing immense pain to the listeners. You have no idea, no one has any idea what the listener at any given point in time is struggling with, is dealing with in their personal life. And by saying certain things about your own life that are so great, that are so amazing, that you accomplished, that you succeeded in, you have no idea what kind of pain you could be talking about, you could be causing for other people. For example, you have, I remember this. Okay, now leave that out. Okay, for example, you could have, Okay, you could have someone who goes around talking about, you know, a certain investment that he made, you know, and in the span of 3 months, he made $100,000, $500,000, whatever, just talking about it, can't believe it, he's so fortuitous, he invested $150,000, he got $650,000 back, 3 months, unbelievable, right? Some of the people listening to that, you know, make $70,000 a year for the last 30 years. And you're telling him you just made $500,000 in 3 months and you didn't do anything. You just called your stockbroker, placed a trade, you made $500,000. Like, you just destroyed that person. Now, he's not going to say anything to you. He's not going to say, that was a painful statement, please retract. Like, he's not going to say that. Nothing's going to come out of his mouth. But you just destroyed that person. You destroyed him. And what did you gain? What did you gain? Why did you have to tell everybody that you made $500,000 in 3 months by calling your... Like, what did you gain by doing that? All you did was destroy him. That's what you did. Now, yeah, maybe you bolstered your self-image a little bit in his eyes and the other listeners, whatever, right? But you made them jealous of you and destroyed them with regard to their own personal lives. Or, this I experienced once, two people talking to one another. One of them was discussing... We'll just call them A and B, just like Shear. A and B. So A was saying to B, I was just an observer. A was saying to B that he loves learning with his son. You know, his son is 14, 15 years old. He's so gifted. They learn together on Shabbos. It's unbelievable. His son with the Rishonim, and he cops everything and da-da-da-da-da. And I knew that B, the listener, is struggling tremendously with one of his kids. He's like doing terribly in school, terribly in cheder, can't understand anything, running to doctors. And A, like, for whatever reason, it feels the need to broadcast how smart his 15-year-old son is and how great it is learning with him on Shabbos. Like, what are you doing? Why are you saying that? Why do you feel the need to say that out loud? You're destroying person B, right? Your lack of tznius is a tremendous affront from a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro perspective to the person who's listening. You know, someone who talks about, someone who goes around, and people do this, going around talking about how someone will go around saying how his wife is unbelievable, she's so organized, she gets everything ready, meals, Shabbos, nothing's a big deal, cleans the house, everything, she never asks him to do anything in the house, amazing. He can learn, work, whatever it is that he does, he never has any obligations in the house, his wife is so geschick, she takes care of everything. You are destroying the people who are listening to you, whose wives are not so organized, who are constantly asking them to come home or asking them to help out with the kids, you are destroying them. And what are you gaining by doing that? What do you gain? So he knows how great your wife is? Anyway, that's not sanua, whatever, for different reasons, right? Right. But what are you doing? Why are you talking about how great your life is? Why are you doing that? You're destroying other people. Mom's destroying them. Right? The lack of tznius of all of these in all of these examples is causing immense pain to the listener or the listeners who don't have whatever it is that you are talking about. Right? The general rule is when you have good things going on in your life, thank Hashem, talk to Hashem a lot, thank Him a lot. You could tell your wife about it. You could tell your parents. Maybe a couple of very close friends who you know won't be jealous of you, who won't start comparing, who won't start feeling small. That's a big suffix, maybe. At most, two or three friends people have like that. Well, what are you broadcasting? Keep it quiet. Thank Hashem. Right? Take all of that emotion that you want to tell everybody. Stop. Right? Why do you have to be so lacking in tznius? Your sense of self is so compromised that unless people know how awesome your wife is, or how smart your son is, or how much money you made, so then you're not worth anything. Grow up. Keep it to yourself. Thank Hashem, and that's it. Now don't broadcast to other people the good things that are gone. That is a complete lack of tznius, total lack of tznius, and is a tremendous, tremendous detriment to the self, to the self-esteem of listeners. Potentially, you never know, but very, very possibly a tremendous detriment to them. And in this area, like in many areas, in Meidam L'Chaveiro, in Avodas Hashem, and becoming better people, it calls for a tremendous dichotomy, in the sense that on the one hand, we're supposed to be working on ourselves to become more internal people, so that when someone says something to us that's somewhat troubling, or that makes us jealous, whatever, or their wife is amazing, or they made a lot of money, whatever these examples, when you hear those things, it doesn't affect you that much. We're supposed to be working on ourselves to develop a stronger sense of self, so we are not so affected when someone says something that makes us jealous. It's okay, I'm comfortable with who I am, relax, I'm good, everything's okay. We're supposed to be working on ourselves, but we're never supposed to assume that other people are doing the same. And therefore, we're supposed to be very careful with regard to what we say to others. So yeah, in this area of tznius, you're supposed to be choshesh that other people have not worked on themselves, and therefore be very careful about what you say, how you portray, what you're telling other people about your own life. But at the same time, you don't know if other people are doing that, so they're going to say things that are hurtful, damaging, make you jealous. So you should be working on yourself to develop a stronger sense of self that's coming from an internal location, so that you will not be so affected when you are accosted by those statements by other people. That's the avoda. That's the avoda in these areas. Rav Uri Weissblum says that any mida that a person has can always be used for good. So, right, so this idea that we all, naturally, we lack in tznius, we do, naturally we do, and we're always very image conscious. So Rav Uri Weissblum says, what we should do is take our image consciousness and shift it from other people to Hashem. How do I portray myself to Hashem? How does Hashem look at me? Right, take that image consciousness. You're so worried about what your friends and the guys in the Beis Medrash and Hirschman, who knows, all these inconsequential people think of you. Stop with that. Instead, be super conscious about what Hashem thinks of you. What does Hashem think of me? If I do this, what's Hashem going to think? If I do that, what's Hashem going to think? What's going to be if I go down this path? What's going to be when I'm 80 years old? Right, then what's going to be? How is Hashem going to look at me? Right, take that image consciousness and just flip it from being so conscious about the way people think to the way Hashem thinks about you. That's what you should be doing. You can take the tznius and channel it into the lack of tznius and channel it into a healthy place. Relates also to what we spoke about earlier in the year. Remember, we spoke about earlier in the year in Parshas Vayishlach, we spoke about levado, right? This concept of levado and its manifestation in different places. It's so pertinent over here as well. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? We spoke about Ezehu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam, Ezehu Gibor Akovish Es Yitzro, Ezehu Ashir Sameach Mechelko, Who's Mechubed Hamechabed Es Abrios. And we said that the Balei Musar point out that these four character traits, wealth, strength, wisdom, honor, right, in the secular world, or in the world of people whose hashkafas are not in the right place, they're always defined from a relativistic perspective. It's all relative. Who's rich? I don't know. It depends who you compare me to, right? Who's wise? It depends. Where you're in school, what your SATs, whatever, right? In the Mishnah, the way the Pirkei Avos is teaching us that from a proper Torah hashkafa, all of these things are defined by you yourself, without comparison to other people, in its sanua way. You don't need to compare to other people. You're wise if you learn from other people. It's not relative to others. You're mechubad, you're honorable if you honor others. You're rich if you're happy with what you have. Nothing is compared to other people. The lack of tznius generates a value system whereby I'm not worth anything unless I'm better than others. And to the extent that I'm better than others, I'm worth something. If not better than others, then I'm not worth anything. Right? That's not right. That's coming from a total lack of tznius. So that's the message. The message is trying to work on tznius, realizing how all encompassing tznius is. I think because it's very commonplace in the frum community, when bad things happen, chas v'shalom, rachmana litzlan, there's a focus on snias. Women should dress this way, should dress that way, this kind of shetel, that kind of shetel. I'm not talking that's good, or I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But it leads to a much, much more narrow understanding of what's be'etzem, a much broader concept that regulates everything we're doing all the time. Men, women, children, everybody. Snias is something that's speaking to everybody all the time. And to the extent that we're able to work on this, we'll become much better over the Hashem in all these different areas.